Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail. Going with the headline, we will tackle the Wild West. Social media companies cannot act like the Wild West and ignore the laws of the land. According to the Taoiseach, he made the comments in response to the role that social media is playing in riots in Belfast and in other cities across the UK, and following a threat made to his life and that of his family online this week. Also suggesting, by the way, that social media companies will be hit with significant fines if they don't comply with the laws of the land. We'll have more on this here on Breakfast Briefing shortly. It's also the front of the Irish Examiner. We are going to hit you where it hurts. Ireland will hit social media companies where it hurts if they fail to take responsibility for threatening and harmful content on their platforms, according to the Taoiseach. Also on the front of the Examiner, gambling adverts have become inescapable and are a regular part of the lives of young adults in Ireland. This is according to a paper published by the Institute of Public Health, which found that young adult gamblers in Ireland report high exposure to gambling marketing and support stronger regulations on gambling ads, as well as messaging about its potential harms. And in fairness, everywhere you look, there are ads for gambling. So if you're a young person who may be influenced more easily than others, it's very hard to escape all the gambling marketing that goes on. So it's inescapable and a regular part of the life of young adults in Ireland. The Irish Independent looks at this big RTB report, which is out this morning. They'll be on News Talk Breakfast. Landlords who own a small number of properties retain a large presence in the rental market. And this is, you know, we've heard a lot of claims that landlords are leaving the market in their droves, and particularly these small landlords are all leaving. These are landlords who have between one and two properties, but actually they're not leaving because they account for about 2 in 5 tenancy arrangements. This is according to a new Residential Tenancies Board report. And it does kind of turn on its head the idea that there's a large exodus of landlords out there. As I say, more on News Talk Breakfast about that. The Irish Times also goes with the RTB report. Large and corporate landlords have secured their position as major players in the Irish rental market. The Irish Times also has details of driving test pass rates around the country. The figures were given to Green Party TD Mark O'Casey by the Road Safety Authority. And what they found is that the number of motorists passing driving tests at different centres around the country varied widely in the first half of this year. So an example there, 2/3 of drivers failed their driving test at one centre in Charlestown in Dublin. The pass rate was 36.8%. And during the same period, more than 2/3 passed the test in O'Loughlin Gales Test Centre in Kilkenny. So 2/3 failing in Charlestown and 2/3 passing in Kilkenny. Mark O'Casey says there's a difference between his local centre in Waterford with a 42.8% pass rate and the centre in Kilkenny. And he thinks that it shouldn't be this sort of anomaly. There shouldn't be a 25% difference between the pass rates. I'm sure people will be wondering what are the factors at play there to make one centre pass so many people and another centre fail so many people. Maybe they're just excellent drivers in Kilkenny. The Irish Daily Star, "They Want Me Dead" is the headline. And the Irish Daily Mirror, "Gran lived in fear." This is murdered pensioner Josephine Ray, who we are told was terrified of those who her family believe killed her. Her grandson Daniel said they had contacted Gardaí about 40 times at least in recent months. And he added, "We knew something terrible was going to happen." Of course, a murder investigation has been launched into her death. The Irish Sun goes with Rashida Adeleke on the front page. "Take that" is the headline. Rashida Adeleke is going for glory in Paris after securing a place in the final of the 400 metres. The Talis star hopes to bag a record 5th gold for Team Ireland at the Games. And she said, I can give it my best shot. I was watching some of the semi-finals and some of the finals last night, particularly in the 400 metres. She's up against very stiff competition, so best of luck to her tomorrow evening. Inside the papers, the Examiner says that the media regulator wants to hear from the public about whether we keep the broadcast moratorium in place or not for future elections and referendums. So for many, many years now, we have a moratorium on discussing elections the day before they happen in Ireland. Of course, that moratorium doesn't apply to online and print news outlets. And now the media regulator, Commissioner Mann, wants to find out, do people want to keep the moratorium in place or change it or get rid of it altogether? And the moratorium currently is 2 p.m. the day before you go to the polls. I remember it used to be the full day before. So if the election was on Friday, you couldn't say anything after Wednesday midnight about an election or a referendum. We have a new Love Actually. Well, not really a new Love Actually, a new type of Love Actually, according to the Telegraph, because Richard Curtis is going to make his first Christmas film since Love Actually, which was released over 20 years ago. It's called That Christmas, and it'll star Succession's Brian Cox as Santa, and will be released on Netflix later this year. It'll also feature Bill Nighy, Fiona Shaw and Jodie Whittaker, the former Doctor Who, and Ed Sheeran has written and recorded a new original song for the film as well. So that's in the Telegraph. In the Sun, I know that people are called couch potatoes, particularly if they sort of lie up watching soccer on the TV, but actually we're told that watching sport from the sofa could keep us trim because it can burn as many calories as exercise. This is great news during the Olympics, where lots of us are lying down on the couch. The experts claim that the bodily reactions during a 90-minute football match on the telly are equal to the effects of a 45-minute run. So do you fancy going for a run or do you fancy watching a match on the couch? Either way, the effect is the same. Fans weighing 80 kg burnt 540 calories by fidgeting, jumping, air punching and shouting for three quarters of the match. If you fancy ice cream, well, we're told in the Telegraph that ice cream vans could soon offer cones with a twist. So it's not going to be dairy in your ice cream anymore. It's going to be horse milk. The reason why? Well, scientists have discovered that ice cream is healthier if it's made with horse milk. Polish experts have found switching it for horse milk brings a range of health benefits. The milk contains beneficial substances, which are including proteins found in human breast milk, which boosts the immune system. So I presume it tastes the same, but is a lot better for you. And finally, the Star is wondering who the hottest dead person is. And it's James Dean and Audrey Hepburn. They have been crowned as the sexiest dead folk. The Hollywood icons came top of the historical figures we'd most like to date. I'm sure many of you spend your time waking up wondering, what dead person did you really want to date? So it's James Dean, Audrey Hepburn. We also have Shakespeare, Charlie Chaplin and Cleopatra in the top 10. Those polls could choose anyone from anywhere in the world over any time period who happened to be dead and to find out who they'd most want to cuddle up to. The top 10 for women: James Dean, Elvis Presley, Clark Gable, Shakespeare, Albert Einstein, Charles Dickens, Marlon Brando, Karl Marx, Pablo Picasso and Charlie Chaplin. And the top 10 dead women that men want to date: Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, Cleopatra, Grace Kelly, Coco Chanel, Joan of Arc, Raquel Welch, Elizabeth Taylor. Margaret Thatcher is in 9th position, followed by Helen of Troy. There we go. I'm not sure that survey was done in Ireland.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.